This is Living the RV Dream, episode 242 for Friday, June 10th, 2022.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello fellow pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, schoolie builders. Welcome to the show, welcome one more time. Today, coming to you from, we're kind of like smack in the middle of the show me state in Missouri. We're staying one night at Arrow Rock Campground, which is a Lewis and Clark historic site. Apparently, Lewis and Clark, you know, they landed here on the river, the Missouri River, which goes through this area. And of course, I have no internet, so I cannot do any research. Hold on. Yeah, I had temporarily turned the internet in this computer off, because this is the thing. Even with belts and suspenders, like I like to call it, the way I'm traveling now, sometimes, you know, it's hard because this campground, and let me rewind. Starlink is great, but you need a very clear view of the sky. So until we're like way out west, we're not going to be able to reliably rely on Starlink. When it works, it is absolutely fantastic, but that's the problem. It doesn't always work, because here we have, I mean, I could deploy the dish maybe like, I don't know, 30 feet away from the camper, and there's like a clearing, and I would probably get like 80% of the time internet. But still, that's not good enough if I want to do like a live stream or a Zoom call or whatnot. And then the other thing, you know, it's 10 feet away from the camper, you know, I mean, 30 feet, a kid could be coming running and trip on the cable, on the wire, you never know. So that's a problem. And here, oddly enough, we have decent T-Mobile, a little bit of Verizon, and AT&T is pretty much useless. So that's an odd combination to have. But let me tell you, enough complaining about the internet. We've had a great week in St. Louis, Missouri this past week. Of course, the last time we spoke, I believe we were in Louisville, Kentucky. And by the way, I was very tired during that last podcast. It's been one of those, you know, sometimes you get a relaxing week, sometimes you get a non-stop week. And Louisville, in a nutshell, was a lot of fun. We ran out of time. We wanted to do a lot more. But then I spent almost one whole day getting new tires for the Colorado, because, that's the main news of the week. I'm going to have to drive the Colorado all the way to the West Coast. I don't think the new truck is going to be available. I spoke to the gentleman at the dealership, and the truck is built, is sitting in Mexico waiting for rail cars. That's the last of the news. So I told him, hey, if you can hold it for me for a month, I'll be back if it comes, you know. So we're going to keep on heading west with the old Colorado, one last swan song, one last trip for what has been a very reliable truck. So the first thing we did, we stayed at Fort Massac State Park. And that's in the town of Metropolis. Metropolis is a cool town, just because Metropolis, it's the home of Superman. So if you go to downtown, they have like a Superman, larger than life Superman sculpture. If you follow me on Instagram, you already saw those pictures. And they claim it is the largest Superman sculpture in the world. And I believe it is. It's nice. It's very nicely painted. You know, it's not like a stone sculpture. It's very nice. I recommend the town to visit. And they have a Superman museum. And I was tempted. I was this close. If you were watching me on video, it's like a 16th of an inch close to buying a Superman T-shirt. But I ultimately decided against it. Fort Massac State Park, very nice. They have a replica of old Fort Massac, which was a fort here when Lewis and Clark came by this area as well. And this is a fort from the French colonial era, so it's like late 1700s. So by the time Lewis and Clark got here, it was already it was already an old fort by the standards of the time, but Fort Massac, that was interesting. The only thing is, you know, they didn't have anything open. They do have a nice visitor center and all that, but the fort itself wasn't anything indoors to see. So from there I did kind of like a loop, you know. We went to Fort Jefferson Hill Park and the Memorial Cross, and from that cross it's very close to the confluence of the Ohio and the Mississippi. And yeah, that's kind of the very spot where Lewis and Clark turned. You know, they had been going very, very nicely downstream on the Ohio River, and all of a sudden they have to make this sharp right turn right into the current of the Mississippi. And according to this book that I'm reading, you know, Undaunted Courage, that was quite a shock, because all of a sudden they had to work really hard to move. You know, as you know, if you haven't been following, I'm kind of following the Lewis and Clark Trail, but seeing also as many of you know the other points of interest of the area. You know, so Jefferson Hill Park, there are very beautiful views of the Mississippi River. It's kind of on a bluff, and they have a big cross that was built in the late 90s, actually. From there, we went to, once again, and I've been here before, Cairo, Illinois, and that's a Fort Defiant State Park, and there's no Fort Defiant really anymore to be seen, but that's the confluence of the two rivers, and they have like a Lewis and Clark monument. I can't recall the name. It's called Onward or something like that. And it has an arrow pointing towards the upstream of the Mississippi River. And one curious thing, I was able to fly the drone there. And it's incredible, you know, how much sediment the Mississippi carries. And you can see the difference in the color of the water as the Ohio joins the Mississippi there. And they mix together, you know, both streams. And yeah, that was very cool. And that night, of course, that evening, we went to Paducah, Kentucky, which, by the way, fun fact, gasoline in Kentucky is almost a dollar cheaper than Illinois. So if you're in this area, and you know, it's the same with Missouri. If you're in Illinois and you're close to the border, it almost pays to drive an extra couple of miles and fill up on the Kentucky or the Missouri side. We went to Paducah, Kentucky. We filled up, of course. And Paducah has a peculiarity, and this was super cool because there was a cruise ship there. And this is something that I, you know, when at some point in the future, maybe I would like to do, you know, take one of those river cruises. There's one that goes like all the way from like St. Paul all the way down to Louisiana, to New Orleans. That would be super cool. And I'm trying to remember the name of that boat that we saw. But as much as I try to find the picture in my photos here, I can't find it. But it was one of those. It looked like an old you know, a paddle river boat. Of course, it wasn't. It wasn't a real riverboat. Here it is. I found the picture. It's just that iCloud hasn't downloaded it yet. That's one of the joys of living in a place with slow internet. Yeah, the picture is not... that picture particularly is offline. Anyway, Paducah has also this very wall. It's like on top of the levee that protects the city from the you know, the ebbs and flows of the Ohio River there. And there's a wall depicting historical moments in murals. The whole wall is full of murals depicting different historical moments in the history of Paducah. And one of the murals, lo and behold, there's Lewis and Clark right there. So that was cool to see. And there we went to a saloon, and we had our last bourbon in Kentucky, just for fun. You know, you had to have one last one. It wasn't like the best service or anything like that, but it was good bourbon and a decent ambience. And you're right there overlooking the sunset on the main street there in Paducah. Was fun. And then from there, St. Louis, Missouri. And of course, in St. Louis, we stayed across the river in East St. Louis, Illinois. Kind of a sketchy neighborhood, lots of urban blight. But there's a casino there, the River Queen, I think it's called this something or another. Casino Queen, DraftKings at Casino Queen. That's the name of the casino, and they have an RV park, decently priced. The sites, if you go, reserve. You know, pro tip. On the north side of the park, the sites are super, super small, super narrow. If you do go, try to get a site on the south side of the park, which has a much larger site. You're right next to the Gateway Geyser, which is the tallest fountain in the world, I believe, according to what they claim. It's by the Mississippi River Overlook in this park. The park is called Malcolm W. Martin Memorial Park, and do not follow the GPS to get to that park, because it's either going to take you through the sketchy neighborhood, or for some reason it wants to go through the casino, which is a no outlet. So you have to find your way to South Front Street, go in front of the Cargill grain elevator there, and the good thing about this park is that it's almost perfectly aligned, you know, right across the Mississippi River from the arch and the courthouse that is behind the arch. So you get an iconic, beautiful, you know, beautiful view of the Gateway Arch, especially at sunset, is particularly particularly picturesque. But I'm not going chronological here. I just wanted to point that out because we were right next to that. Geyser. The geyser runs only once a day, I believe, this time of the year at noon, and it runs for about 10 minutes. I guess, you know, they have to fire up this huge diesel generator to move that that pump, and I guess it would be too expensive to run that fountain all day. I mean, it's really tall. According to what they say, when there is no wind, the fountain, the geyser, is as tall as the arch itself. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. What else did we do? Okay, of course, that first night that we arrived, we had a meetup. It wasn't the biggest turnout, but again, that was also a kind of short notice. And as I'm recording this, today we're having a... it's not today. By the time you hear it, it's going to be yesterday. But we're having Thursday, June 9th, a meetup in Kansas City, Missouri. We'll see. Hopefully, a lot of you are able to attend. This was last Saturday at Rockwell Beer Company. It was very nice. It was a tight group, about 12 of us or so, but very nice because you're able to make more conversation. You know, it's not like one of the huge meetups when you really don't have time to speak to as many people. Then the next day, it was a great day because we did some things that we hadn't done before. We had been on a Mississippi River cruise many years ago in New Orleans, but and when we bought our Gateway Arch tickets, they had a combo that you could get like on a boat on a Mississippi River, a 1 hour cruise, and then go to the arch and whatnot. The cruise was very informative. I was pleasantly surprised. The ships could be a little better maintained, they're a little cleaner, but you know they're older riverboat boats. You know, I don't know if they're managed by the National Park Service. Probably not. But the gentleman who drives the boat, very knowledgeable. It was very informative. I really enjoyed it. You know, that tells you the history of every one of the bridges, and he tells you about the commerce, you know, all the barges that go up and down the Mississippi River, and the history of the arch and all the other buildings that you get to see around the area. So there's like an old power plant that used to be like DC power instead of AC, and you know, many things, and the history of all the bridges that you go under, you know. By the way, the river was a little high and there was a lot of driftwood on the river, and he also spoke about that. And then we did something that we had never done before, and it was one of those kind of impulse things. It may have been the IPA that we had in the boat, but we decided to go on a helicopter tour. And that's probably the most money I spent per minute ever, but totally worth it. I mean, I think we're going to become helicopter tour junkies from now on. I mean, it's it was, I believe, like $140 per person plus tax. I mean, it was expensive for like less than 15 minutes. But, and to my I was very sad when we got off the helicopter. I noticed that the GoPro hadn't recorded anything, but I have some footage from the Sony. It's not gonna be the perfect two camera, thing that, you know, that I wanted to do, the edit that I wanted to do with that. You're gonna miss some spectacular parts. And especially I filmed the guy, you know, piloting the helicopter with the GoPro, which is a wide angle. So you get to see what's outside and you get to see the pilot. At least I saw it with my own eyes, and that's the important part, right? And I'll share with you as much as possible. But that's it. After that, we were kind of hungry, so we went to, you know, probably what it is the most iconic barbecue restaurant in St. Louis. That is Pappy's Smokehouse. Pappy's Smokehouse, and there was a line, but they had like some tables outside, and you went like to the takeout section. And, you know, you ate outside if you didn't mind the heat. And it was a lot less expensive. So that's another pro tip. If you go to one of these places, and we did the same thing or something very similar back when we were in Austin, Texas. We went to this place, Salt Lake, and they had a line that was like hours long. And then you went to the takeout line and it was much shorter. And we had an RV, so we came to the RV and ate here. Other things to see in the area that we saw that afternoon, there's Lewis and Clark, a Camp River, and it's not pronounced, I've been reliably informed by the locals. You would think, since it is a French name, that it would be pronounced Dubois. Mm-mm. Camp River Dubois, that's how they pronounce it, Missourians or Illinoisans. So they have a replica, and it's in a little bit of a bad shape. The lady told me that that they had some termites in the facility there. So the reconstruction of the outdoor of Camp Dubois is not as great, but this is the spot where Lewis and Clark camped for the winter before heading out west on the expedition. So that was very cool to see. But even cooler, they have a life size. It's not a replica, but it's like a cutaway of the keelboat, which is larger than I expected, actually, for a river boat, for the era, for something that was going to go so upstream, so much upstream that it might be shallow and whatnot. So yeah, they have that keelboat. They have a replica of one of the pirogues, I think, but mainly the keelboat, and it's not a replica, it's a cutaway, life size though, so it shows inside how they would store everything. And it's a very good museum with a lot of information. Probably the most complete museum about the Lewis and Clark expedition I've seen so far in all these travels. Then a little farther north, it's almost walking distance, there's the Confluence Tower. And by the way, none of these places, there was no one here. It's one of those places that, I mean, they have them staffed and they have them open, and they have parking spaces for like hundreds of people. And I think there was another couple there while I was there at the Camp Dubois, and there was no one else at the Confluence Tower. So normally they have like tours every half an hour. They had nothing to do, so I'll take you up. And it was like an up and down. I mean, I don't know if it's worth the, was it $8 that they charge you per person to go up and down? If you want to see the view, the view of the Confluence isn't even that great, to be honest about it. But then I decided, crazy me, crazy Robert, I decided to go to the actual Confluence, which is through this long dirt road, and it's at the Edward, Ted, and Pat Jones Confluence Point State Park. It's a long dirt road. It takes a lot longer than you would expect, but to the purposes of this trip and to see what I wanted to see, it was totally worth it. It was totally worth it because there's a, and the river was a little high, so I couldn't go all the way to all the markers where they have the confluence and whatnot. But the views were great. And even the views, what I did, I flew the drone. I didn't see any restrictions, so I'm like, I'm going to do a quick up and down. And then, actually, also from the tower, but from the drone, you get this great view of the confluence. And then you get to see St. Louis in the distance. So that was actually very cool to see. I'm glad that wasn't part of the plan. That's one of those things that at the end, you know, the guy at the tower, the guy who's manning the elevator, he told us, yeah, there's the confluence and you can actually go all the way there. And I say, you know what, let's just go all the way to the confluence. So, and that's pretty much all we did on that day. I think that was enough. And then the next day, well, it was a rainy day. And we're talking already June 6th. So that's 3 days ago. That would have been, what, Monday, June 6th, Monday or Tuesday? I don't even know. A Monday. Well, rainy day. The forecast called for like a 90% rain and for it to rain all day, but the rain didn't start until a little later in the day. So I decided to go to one of the, and I had no idea I was going to like this place so much, but it's a thing. It's called Cahokia Mounds State Historic Site. And one of the mounds, which is Monk's Mound, is one that you can actually climb all the way to the top. They have like these stairs. And by the way, in the morning, early morning, there were a lot of locals exercising. And I guess it's a thing, you know, you run up and down the stairs. And and from up there, great views. Also, you can also get a great view of downtown, of St. Louis. And then the visitor center is temporarily closed. They're like redoing the roof and all that. And everything online said that the site was closed. But no, you can walk in. All the outdoors stuff is open. And they have this super cool app where you can get an augmented reality of what you see. So you see the mounds. If you're seeing Indian mounds, you're like, yeah, it's like a small hill. But, you know, you don't see. But they have this app where you point your iPhone at it creates an augmented reality version. You know, it mixes the actual picture that the iPhone is taking with what we believe would have been what the city looked back in the day. And I thought that was the highlight of the whole place. Yeah, there's a long trail. You walk around the mounds and it's nice, but that augmented reality that really did it for me. And then in the afternoon, we said, you know, it's raining. There's nothing we can really do indoors. So we decided to take I had inadvertently skipped, actually, with lack of time during the day that we made the trek to St. Louis, two important sites. So we backtracked to Fort Kaskaskia State Historic Site, which is, you get to see very nice views of the Mississippi River. And it's another one of those places where Lewis and Clark landed. And at Fort Kaskaskia there, and they have a nice plaque. You know, that was actually the place where they recruited the most, recruits for the expedition. You know, they found I think it was 11, like, you know, good men to go on the expedition. So they recruited them there. Of course, the Mississippi River has changed course in that area a lot. So they have this cemetery that actually was moved from a part of the Mississippi that is nowadays underwater. So that's very cool. And then, I mean, we didn't explore the town, which I hear is very cool. The town of Chester, Illinois. Famous for being the hometown of Popeye's hometown, and what happened that the inventor of Popeye is from there, and this is supposed to be a very cool town. We will revisit someday and explore in more depth, but you know, it was raining, and I just, you know, saw that there was another Lewis and Clark historical marker there, and took a picture with Popeye, and that was it. It's very cool if you have the time. I mean, it's really, I don't want to say the middle of nowhere, because I mean, everywhere is kind of the middle of summer, but Chester, that area, it's southern Illinois, it's not a very highly populated area, let's put it that way. So that's the one thing. Now, we had one last day in the city, and of course Ilya and I had to work in the morning, but in the afternoon we went to St. Charles. St. Charles was the first capital of the state of Missouri, and that's kind of the official point where the expedition was complete. They had all the supplies, and that's where they departed, the Lewis and Clark expedition in 1804, and they have a huge sculpture there of Lewis and Clark and Lewis's dog, Seaman. They have a museum. It's a private museum. Which has a lot of information, and it's probably the only known life-size replica of the keelboat that they took on the expedition, but it was kind of disappointing because they don't have it like on display. You know, they have it in a garage there on a boat trailer. I imagine that it's it floats, and sometimes they put it down on the river and do demonstrations. I can only hope. Right now they just had it in the garage there, and it wasn't the best display. And then we went to the first Missouri Capitol historical site, which was undergoing renovations, and they weren't having any more tours. So that was a disappointment. But other than that, it was a good experience going there. And we went to Shafley, a brewery at the brew pub. We had an IPA and made our way back. And one more thing we did. Actually, before we went to St. Charles, we went to the Bell Fountain Cemetery. And we found William Clark's gravesite. And that was also very good. Cool. We went to the cathedral, to the St. Louis Cathedral Basilica. Also very impressive church. Lots of gold, like kind of Romanesque. It almost feels like one of those, Orthodox basilicas. And then at the end of the day, we had reservations to finally go up to the arch. You have to make reservations as of 2022, and actually just 3 days ago on June 6th they reinstated the mask mandate at the Gateway Arch, so for the first time in a while we had to wear a mask again. So we went to the top. It's nice, you know, they let you roam around the top like for 8 minutes, you know, the time that it takes the elevator to go up and down. And it's not an elevator, and we were here back in 2016 when it was all under construction, actually. It's very beautiful. You can tell they spent many millions of dollars on this new visitor center. They have a nice museum with the history of everything, you know, everything. And there's even a Lewis and Clark section, but there is a history of St. Louis from the beginning. You know, from the Native Americans to the French to the industrial era. So it's very cool. And then the elevator ride, it's this very small capsules that probably nowadays they wouldn't have, that there would be some regulation against having something that small going up to the arch. But very cool 1960s technology, but it's like a cross between that this is the way they put it, between an escalator and a Ferris wheel, more than an elevator. So that's how it works. And and up there, you know, you get commanding views of the city, and on the other side, on the Illinois side. So it was overall a great experience to see the arch. And then we ended our day at another barbecue place someone had recommended called Salt and Smoke. And this is at that stadium village. What is it called? I forget. The Bush Stadium. They have a like ballpark village. It's kind of part of that. And Salt and Smoke, great ambience, beautiful place. Very, very well implemented as a restaurant. The food was good. I mean, it was heavy, but it was good. But the service could have been better. We sat at the bar, and she was kind of overwhelmed and took a long time, but eventually we ate and it was fun. We had a good time. And that's all we did in St. Louis, Missouri. And there were a couple of things that we missed that we, in hindsight, maybe we should have done. I mean, we kind of had the time, but I wanted to see other things. And besides, we spent a lot of time also, you know, trying to hit all the Lewis and Clark's points of interest, which is kind of the point of this trip. But Forest Park is the main place that we missed. It's a huge park, apparently larger than Central Park in New York. They have a free zoo, and they have like botanical gardens, and we saw it from the helicopter, actually. That would have been a cool place to visit. And the other one is the Hill neighborhood, which, by the way, I want to thank Leland and Christine for organizing, putting together the meetup. It was great. You know, they were expecting us at the brewery. They had like, they gave us even some 4-packs, you know, like, I don't know, four packs, which, well, how much is that? Like a 16-pack of beer to take with us. And they had a sign-up sheet. I mean, great. I don't want to thank them because they were our designated drivers too. So before the meetup, they came to pick us up at the RV park. They took us to the neighborhood. It's called the Hill. It's the Italian neighborhood. And they recommended a bunch of like Italian restaurants in that area. And at some point, we have to go back. Well, someday we're going to come back to St. Louis, and maybe at that time we will not do the Arch. We will not do Pappy's. We will do the Hill and the Forest Park and some other wineries, actually, because that was... and now I'm coming to yesterday. Yesterday we came to where we are today at Arrow Rock State Historic Site. But I decided to take this scenic route. The scenic route, which... Actually, it's if you're in a hurry and it's bumpy, it's a little bit of a bumpy road, and I'm trying to look it up here. That's State Route 94. State Route 94. It kind of goes along the Missouri River, and there's several overlooks. And actually, we stopped at this winery. It's actually one of the wineries that they recommended at the meetup, Montel Winery, and. I mean, it was like 11 a.m., so we didn't have any wine. I mean, we just bought a bottle and took a picture and kept on going. I had lunch in the camper. But beautiful property. And there's a lot. It's kind of a hill country terrain around there. And along the way there's also Jefferson City, which is the state capital. And we didn't have time to, like, stop at this point and go inside the Capitol building. We might do that someday. But I parked semi-illegally on the street for like 5 minutes, went down to the Capitol building, took a selfie, did a Pelican Head update, and and we continued to where we are today. Now, today we're going towards Kansas City, Missouri, which I'm really looking forward to, because last time I was here, it was in the middle of 2020, you know, the height of the pandemic, if you will. A lot of things were closed, a lot of things were discouraged, so I decided not to do it. Well, now I'm going to listen to a couple of your voicemails, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Hey, it's Al B from Canada. Watching your videos for a couple of months now, kind of obsessively. anyways, you're talking about the Lewis and Clark trip, and all this time, I was convinced you were just obsessed with Superman. Seriously. Turns out Lewis and Clark has nothing to do with comic books. Anyways, keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you, Albie, for your message. And yeah, that's funny that you thought it was something related to a comic book, a superhero, something like that. I did get to see Superman at Metropolis, Illinois.
Robert, it's Dylan here from the Bear Connery Perry, and I have a few questions today. My first question is, when are you planning to do Los Angeles again? Yes, and my second question is, are you planning to go to VidCon this year? I don't know, you went in 2019, I don't know. And my final question is, are you planning to go to the Hershey RV show in Hershey, Pennsylvania this year? Yes, and today is Thursday, June 9th, 2022, and that's still going to be the day that you're recording the podcast. So, see you tomorrow, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the day. See you guys at the live stream tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, or whatever time it is, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain and 5 p.m. Central, where you are. And I hope you have a wonderful day on your wonderful trip, and I hope to see you at the live stream on tomorrow. So that's all, and have a wonderful day. Bye!
Well, thank you, Dylan, for your message and about VidCon. I mean, I went back in 2019, that was a lot of fun. I won't deny it. It was great to see it. Great conference. I learned some things. I met some people, and I got something out of it for sure. As far as from a fun standpoint and from a business standpoint, and I'm glad I did it. I wanted to go, but it's not some place that I mean, one of the days I might get like the 1 day ticket just for the experience and to see it, and that's it. But what I did, I got like the enterprise tier or something like that, which is more like to meet up with potential advertisers and things like that. And to be honest about it, it was too much money for what I got out of it. But you know, tax deductible. So it was fun. It is a fun conference. If you go like in the fan tier or the creator tier, it's a fun conference to attend. But I'm not gonna go this year. I might make it all the way to Southern California, but no, I won't make. Actually, one of the highlights was because I was in Anaheim. I did a meetup in Anaheim, and one of the people that went to the meetup, he worked at Disneyland, and he took us into Disneyland for free for a couple hours. And I mean, we didn't do any rides or anything like that, but I was able to see Disneyland, and sometimes just walking around the park is a ride unto itself. In any case, that's it. Before we go, I want to tell you a little bit about a new affiliate that I have. It's not really an advertiser, but I've been using it, and I think they have improved a lot since the first time I used them like 2 years ago, and that is the Dirt Pro. And I have a link for you guys. I'm gonna put it in the show notes. But I'll tell you right now, just in case you just wanna type it in, and that is pro.thedirt.com/Robert. Pro.thedirt. The dirt, by the way, all together, and dirt is typed with a Y, DYRT. So pro.thedirt.com/travelingRobert. And you use discount code Robert. And normally, if you get just download the app and sign up for the trial, it's like a week. Well, with this, you get 30 days for free and get to try it and check it out. See if you like it. If you don't like it, let me know. If you like it, let me know as well. And in any case, the thing here is, you know, I'm an affiliate. So if you like it and you sign up, you get a discount, like more days of a free trial, basically. And I get a commission. So win-win situation. And it is relatively cheap. I mean, it's $35.99 a year. I mean, that's less than a gas, less than a tank of gas. So check it out. You get pro maps where you can download it and have it offline. You get discounts at certain campgrounds and with certain like brands and whatnot. And you get the trip planning feature, and the map is really cool. You get to overlay like your cellular coverage map, or you get to overlay you know that other app that the National Park app. Well, you get to overlay like BLM land or Forest Service lands over the map, so you know if you are in an area where you can. I mean, it's pretty cool, and I like it. I started using it. In fact, the campground where I'm staying tonight in Kansas City, I found it through the dirt. So check it out one more time. pro.thedirt.com/travelingRobert. And with that, I'm gonna say goodbye to you all for today. Have a great weekend, and see you next week. Probably same time, same podcast here. Until the next one. Thank you. I hope you found the information about St. Louis useful. Let me tell you, it's one of those great American cities that I wouldn't mind visiting again. Until the next one. Thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.